Joining us on the IHSAA Champions Radio Network is now the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Paul, we're 2020 is behind us. We are now into 2021. It's almost been a full calendar year as your first year as commissioner of the IHSAA. And before we kind of get into what 2021 may bring, let's kind of recap kind of the way the fall sports calendar sort of fell and how you guys were able to get all of those fall sports championships in despite the difficulties that the coronavirus posed. You guys had to overcome some obstacles, but you were able to do it. How were you able to do that in 2020?
Well, we were able to do it, and it's real simple. It was by the efforts of our schools, our member schools, our parents. There's not a magic answer to what we've been faced with, and all you have to remain diligent. You've got to work very hard. You got to be able to be flexible and adjust. You got to follow protocols. And the one thing that I've constantly told people is, I'm so proud of the way our schools have handled this, and families have handled dealing with the pandemic, because it's not been easy. But the importance of participating for your community, for your school, is so important, and it's so formative in the development of youth that it was absolutely something that we had to get done from the beginning. And again, it's this staff has done a great job here providing broad direction, but the implementation is at the school level. I'm just so happy with the work that they've done.
Well, and also one of the challenges that I would imagine that you guys dealt with a lot is that, every venue that you go to has different coronavirus protocols than maybe another venue. So you can't necessarily have a uniform set of ways to put on a state championship because of how different each venue is. How are you guys able to overcome that obstacle?
Well, I think that's why, each assistant commissioner is responsible for their individual sport. And, I'll just use the example of Carrie Sludiker. Carrie is one of our assistant commissioner, and one of her sports is swimming. And swimming, we just contested the girls this past weekend at the Nautitorium with a full field of swimmers and divers. But, working within the Marion County Health Department, Indiana University, the staff at the Nautitorium. So she started this process months ago to see what that may look like. And it was constant meetings, constant adjustments. And eventually they were able to work together, as everybody does in Indiana. That's one thing special about us, to come up with a plan that met the Nautitorium's requirements, to get our students to a point where they could celebrate a state championship. So it really is a moving target, and it's constantly changing based upon, virus protocols changing. And, McCary's done a phenomenal job, and you can lay every sport that we've done on that. It's not something we just show up and play. The planning that goes into these started months ago, but oftentimes final decisions aren't made until 2 weeks out or 1 week out, just based upon the positivity rates and current virus protocol, current information that we have. So again, we plan, but we always plan with flexibility in mind.
Right now, our guest is Paul Neidig, the commissioner of the IHSAA on the Champions Radio Network, presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. This is your IHSAA. Paul, what kind of response have you received from parents and loved ones of these athletes? I know that it's probably very difficult for them to not be able to attend some of these games and for some of these kids to sometimes participate in venues without fans, but I'm sure they're just happy to be playing. What's kind of the overall response been like there?
Well, certainly there's frustration. One of the greatest joys that I've ever had in my life is being able to watch my kids participate in high school athletics. But it didn't happen when my kids went through with the pandemic. So I think families, while they're disappointed when we have to limit attendance, I think that at the end of the day they understand why, and they're just happy that their kid has an opportunity to participate, because, again, it's not that way across this country. Indiana has done what they needed to do to ensure kids had that opportunity. And, we're sorry when it's not perfect. It doesn't work out to everyone's expectations, but, we're doing the best we can with the parameters that we've been dealt.
Well, you've got girls basketball state finals this weekend, but also you guys had to do some reshuffling around for the boys basketball state finals, which I know we've talked about here at Emmis on our stations, WIBC and, of course, WFNI. We'll just kind of reset the scene there for a little bit. You guys had to push the boys state finals back a week to obviously, of course, accommodate the NCAA tournament coming to Indianapolis. Take us through kind of what that logistical hurdle was like a little bit.
Well, you know, our partners, the Pacers, along with the NCAA, came to us and they asked if we could make some adjustments based upon the announcement that the entire NCAA tournament was coming to Indiana. And, you know, where else should that tournament be but Indiana? We certainly understand basketball here. But, you know, once we were asked, we looked at several options that we had. I communicated with my board and listened to them. And at the end of the day, we felt that the home of the boys basketball state championship is in Bankers Life and the girls and our wrestling. But we felt it was important to celebrate that state championship in that venue, the greatest basketball venue in the country. And, so moving it back 1 week was, I felt, the right decision. And that's what we did. And the Pacers still had a date available for us by moving it back 1 week. And, you know, we're just going to give our coaches an extra week to prepare than they've had in the past, and I'm sure it'll lead to better basketball in the championship games.
Have you heard a response from the boys basketball coaches about that? How do they feel about that? I would imagine, yes, it is nice to have an extra week to prepare, but also, you know, some folks may have gotten used to the old format.
Well, I can tell you, many coaches aren't going to give me a response right now because they don't want to, as the old word, they don't want to jinx their team.
Right.
And, you know, that nobody knows who's going to be there yet. And, you know, there's a lot of coaches out there that hope their team is going to make it this year. But I don't think they're going to speak about it much before that time comes and they win a semi-state championship with a guaranteed spot in the state finals. So at the end of the day, they're just happy to be playing and they're going to adjust. They're going just however they need to.
He is the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig, joining us on the IHSAA Champions Radio Network, presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. This is your IHSAA. Paul, you're getting into the spring sports season, not long, of course, after winter wraps up. You've got, you know, track and girls tennis and softball and golf and all that. Those sports did not get to play a season at all last year because of the pandemic, but you guys now have a year's worth of information about what virus protocols look like. I'm sure you guys have been planning these things in months in advance. What can you tell the parents and everybody out there about, okay, what is to come for the spring sports schedule as you guys plan with virus protocols in mind?
I would say get ready to watch your child because we're going to play. You know, dealing with the COVID environment and the COVID pressures of the positivity rate is much easier to manage in an outdoor situation than it is an indoor situation. You know, but we're going to have to continue to watch what's going on nationally, what's going on with the different strains of the virus now and the positivity rate in Indiana. And again, I can't tell you exactly what it's going to look like. They didn't give me the crystal ball when I got this job back several months ago, but I know this. I know we're going to play. We're going to deal with the parameters that are facing us and make appropriate decisions in a timely manner to get all the way to the state championship and all of our spring sports. You know, does it look different? It may. I certainly hope not. And as we move to more people receiving the vaccine later in the year, I'm hoping to celebrate state championships with maximum amount of attendance like we have in the past.
Well, again, interesting time for you to have your first year as commissioner, and now that you've been on the job for several months and you've been having to, you know, overcome some difficult obstacles that a lot of commissioners have not had to deal with, how have you been able to manage it? I mean, have you talked to Bobby Cox, the old commissioner, a little bit about it? Have you leaned on him for advice? What have you done in the past year to make sure that, you know, you can handle the job and make sure also enjoy it, because it is supposed to be fun after all?
It is, but, you know, I don't think any of us, you never take a job with the ability to establish what's in front of you. And you know, when I took this job, I took it with the vision of putting my spin on education-based athletics across the state, really focused on protecting opportunities for all kids who want to participate, not just the first kid who gets picked for a team, also the kid that gets picked last. And, you know, I think we've been able to keep that lens. Hopefully we'll be able to focus on that a lot more in the future. But, you know, Commissioner Cox, former Commissioner Ress, former Commissioner Bob Gardner are all phone numbers that I keep close. And, you know, not that they have the magic answers, because they never worked through this, but it's certainly a group of individuals that understand this association at an intimate level. They understand the decisions that have to be made, and they're certainly somebody that I can bounce ideas that I may have off of and lean on their experience to provide good advice. And I can tell you, all of them are willing to provide advice, but they're happy. They're retired and doing what they want to every day.
I would imagine so. Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig, joining us on the Champions Radio Network, presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. This is your IHSAA. Paul, let's talk about the Champions Radio and TV Network. Of course, with so many people having to either listen to the games on the radio or watch the games at home because they haven't been able to attend so much this year because of the pandemic, what kind of response have you gotten with how the network has been able to grow and expand?
Well, you know, I've gotten a lot of good response. You know, it's changing. Everything continues to change. COVID has pushed accelerated timelines. I don't think the Champions Network we had a vision of what the future was going to be like, but certainly working with the environment that we have today accelerated some things, such as pay-per-view and the number of affiliates that we have across the state has grown exponentially this year. And, you know, the bottom line is everybody's learning along the way. We got schools that are using student-athletes or students to be broadcasters. They're learning. We have new technology, and, you know, it's a pretty good product, though. And we're going to continue to grow it. And the whole thing is we want fans to be fans from anywhere they're at. If a parent is on a business trip out of the area and they can't watch their child play, then hopefully we've got an affiliate in their community to where they can watch their son or daughter play. And that's the thing that we want to be able to do, is just increase the opportunities for student-athletes to be seen with their uniform on. And, you know, that's what I think the Championship Network has done. And the other thing I'd like to speak to are the phenomenal people that are involved with this. You can't find better people than folks that really care about high school education-based athletics and their desire to support their local teams, their community. Everywhere I go, I'm just amazed at the quality and the caring individuals that help make the Championship Network successful.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground, Paul. Before we get done here, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anybody else you'd like to thank before you sign off and get back to work?
Well, I think thanking is something that we can never do enough of, and I like to start what I do with thank yous and end what I do with thank yous. But, you know, I as I said a little bit ago, I think being in Indiana is just special. And from the governor's office to Governor Holcomb, you know, Dr. Box, Katie Jenner from the Department of Education, you know, the collaborative effort that's gone on between those organizations, the Indiana High School Athletic Association, behind the scenes has been phenomenal. And it's never been a question whether we should be playing or not. It's a question is, how can we do it, and how can we do it safely? And with that goal in mind, I think I'm just so proud to be in this state with the leadership that we have, because it was a group effort. I like to say, in my world, it was a team effort. You know, that team performed well, and then we'll take it down to my staff, the assistant commissioners, the assistants here, everybody that answers the phone. Every once in a while, as you can imagine, we'll get somebody that's a little on edge, a little upset about something, but the staff does such a phenomenal job of calming those individuals down, explaining what the reasoning is, and so we can continue to move on. And then we've got to celebrate our school people. You know, the work that they've done, not only to turn the lights on in a gym or a football field on Friday night, but just to feed the student athletes, to drive them to and from school, to a game, to teach in an era of pandemic. You know, most states are trying to figure out how to go back to school. Well, I think they need to look at Indiana because we've been back at school a long time here. And again, it's just been such a team effort and phenomenal efforts. And I'm so proud of Indiana and the people here.
He is Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig, on the Champions Radio Network. Paul, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. And enjoy state championship weekend.
Thank you very much. And it's going to be a good one.
He's Paul Neidig, and I'm John Herrick. You're listening to the IHSAA Champions Radio Network, presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. This is your IHSAA.